I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 99 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Today, Utah reported its highest COVID case count since mid-February. 873 cases. And University of Utah Healthcare says they're seeing the higher case rates impacting their hospital beds. They're pushing off some elective surgeries to make room for an influx of COVID patients. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
The number of beds in University of Utah healthcare hospitals is dwindling, not only because of the surge in COVID-19 cases, but also because of the hundreds of vacant healthcare jobs across the state.
But if there is not a bed for you and a doctor and a nurse, we cannot do a surgery that is safely postponed.
Associate Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient Services, Dr. Kenzie Graves, says that's why they're postponing some elective surgeries to make room for more COVID patients. And she says nearly all of them are unvaccinated.
We have half of our state vaccinated against COVID-19. However, there are people living life like the pandemic is over.
Dr. Graves says the rates of positivity and hospitalization right now are higher than the same period last year. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
With cases climbing, more doctors are asking about a return to masks. Continuing our team coverage, here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Doctors with Intermountain Healthcare say with infection rates so high, we're in the position where we do have to face the possibility that social restrictions in different venues might be necessary. And they say masks were the very tool that allowed schools to stay open in Utah. And they also say people should not depend on natural immunization that happens when you recover from the virus, since that kind of immunity does not cover the variants as well as the vaccines do.
Doctors say vaccines are the only real option that would bring infection rates back down. A Roy teenager is in the hospital after being accidentally shot while playing with a gun. Police in Roy say two 16-year-olds were playing with guns. One of them went off. One of the teens was hit in the stomach and he's been taken to the hospital. New COVID testing protocols are in place at the White House. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the change is the result of several breakthrough infections that were previously not reported to the press. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president hasn't been affected.
At no point has the president been required to change his behavior or self-quarantine due to a close contact.
The COVID cases were discovered after a fully vaccinated aide to Speaker Pelosi tested positive for the virus earlier this week. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is now saying Republicans will not take part in the select committee charged with investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. But Congressman Liz Cheney says the select committee is the only option Congress has after Republicans blocked an independent commission.
We must have this select committee investigation. This is our only option left, and people must be willing to put their oath to the Constitution above partisan politics and above party.
Cheney is a Republican. She says she will take part in the investigation. The Senate Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on how to help farm and agriculture workers who often work long hours in dangerous conditions for little pay. Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin says the agriculture industry is too important and that the workers need better protections.
Every step of the food production process, from the moment a crop is planted to the moment our grocery bags are handed to us, there's an immigrant worker who plays a critical role in feeding our families.
Government data shows a majority of farm workers are undocumented. Some Democratic lawmakers want to reform the immigration system to offer amnesty to those workers. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
It's only been a few weeks, but a judge says survivors and families of victims of the Miami condo collapse should get $150 million in compensation. ABC's Madeline Wright reports for Miami-Dade County.
Several condo owners stood before the judge this morning on the site of Champlain Tower South because they want to keep living there. Condo owners, however, are divided on what to do with the land, which is worth an estimated $100 million. Some want a memorial on the site to honor the victims.
The money would come from insurance and from the sale of the land beneath the crumbled buildings. The U.S. women's soccer team has a huge win streak, 44 straight games, but it was snapped when they lost to Team Sweden yesterday. The U.S. team is ranked number one in the world. Now that unbeaten record has been smashed in a 3-0 loss. Sweden's goalkeeper says the win was encouraging, but it's still just the beginning of the Olympic tournament. Hopes are high that the Olympics would go off without a hitch here in Utah. Fraser Bullock, the president of the Utah Committee for the Games, says he understands the challenges Tokyo is facing after he worked on the 2002 Games here.
We had 37,000 milestones that we had to put together and accomplish to host the Games. We had 40 functions. We had 50,000 people between volunteers and contractors. It's a massive undertaking, but it's so exciting, it's so fun, and it's so worth it.
Bullock says the state is still working on a bid to host the Winter Games again, either in 2030 or 34. KSL News Time 4:05. Ricky Meese, you were talking about a car that was upside down a little bit ago.
Yep.
I just want to ask, do we call that turtling here? I just read somewhere that in England they call that a turtle when the car is upside down. Just
really?
A weird thing I wanted to mention.
Well, I actually have seen turtles flipped upside down on the road. No, we call it a rollover, and this guy,
I know.
We're not nearly as fancy as our highbrow Brit friends.
It's turtling.
There we go. But the rollover crash is still there. They're still getting it cleaned up, and it is on the ramp, blocking a right lane. This is from northbound I-215's West Belt at 3500 South in West Valley. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
There's today's tidbit, and today's minute of news is on the way next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.